So, Rachel, don't go anywhere.
Stand
Thank
right
you
here.
so much, first of all, for holding down the fort while I was out in Utah
Anytime,
at the
my
Sundance
friend.
Film Festival. I
Big
know they.
shoes you got there to fill, my friend. Big
It's only
shoes.
8 and a half. But I know that my boots were big, though. But I know that you were able to do a couple of stories.
Little work.
You did a little extra work. So tell us who you spoke to.
I spoke to a man named Gene Luen Yang. Now, everybody has bad memories of growing up, but being the new kid at school, having trouble making friends, being too shy to talk to your first crush, well, Gene had to deal with all of that, as well as the stereotypes and subtle racism that are linked with being one of the only Chinese Americans in a predominantly white school in Northern California. So Yang drew his upon these childhood experiences in this graphic novel. Now, when I heard graphic novel, I thought, oh, really violent? No, this is kind of clearly not that. This is a comic is not quite right. It's a graphic novel, animation novel, and it was nominated for a National Book Award. The three-part comic book won the Michael Prinz Award for Excellence in Young Adult Literature in 2007. And we thought this work was so cool, so compelling, we prepared a slideshow of his work on our blog. And then I talked to him. Here's my conversation.
Well, I grew up reading comic books. I started collecting comic books in the fifth grade, and pretty soon after, I started drawing them. I think that was one of the key benefits of this medium is that pretty much anybody can do it. You know, you can read a comic book one day, you can read your very first comic book one day, and on the next day, you can start drawing them. There's very few entry-level barriers. And then you can just take what you drew over to your local Kinko's, make some copies, and suddenly you're a published author. So
I doubt that it's that easy. Really? Don't you have to have a little bit of skill?
That's how most of us start. I also think that comics, a successful comic isn't necessarily one that is drawn well. It's one where all the different elements work together. So you don't necessarily have to be a top-notch artist in order to create a successful comic book. You know, there are plenty of examples of people who are not sterling illustrators who are able to create successful graphic novels and comics. Like Scott Adams is one, the creator of Dilbert. He isn't a particularly strong artist. And then Marjane Satrapi, who did Persepolis, she's not a phenomenal illustrator, but she's an amazing cartoonist. She's a world-class cartoonist simply because of the way she's able to leverage the drawing skills that she does have to tell some really wonderful stories.
But when you made this book, you didn't just jot off to your local Kinko's and run off a few copies and hand them out to your friends. Did you anticipate that this would be for a larger audience?
I did actually run over to my local Kinko's,
No.
run off some copies. Yeah. When I started American Born Chinese in the year 2000, and I was originally a mini comics artist. Mini comics are basically comics that you run off at your local Kinko's. And then you take them and you take them to your local comic book store. You sell them through the local comic book store and you take them to conventions and sell them by hand. And usually if you sell about 12 or 13 copies, you're doing really well. So when American Born Chinese first came out, it was released as a series of mini comics. I'd go to my Kinko's and make maybe a print run of about 50 or 100, and I'd take them just around to the local stores and to comic book conventions. So
Well,
most of my readership at that point was just my friends and my mom, and that was about it.
you definitely tapped into something. This was the first graphic novel that was nominated for a National Book Award. In this novel, you're telling three stories, really. You have these three prominent characters: the Monkey King, the young Chinese American boy growing up in a white suburb. And the third character is a guy named Chinky, the over-the-top
Yes.
Asian stereotype. Explain specifically, as it relates to Jin, being semi-autobiographical, what were the primary identity issues that you wanted to address through this character?
I think it was primarily shame and how shame plays out in a person's relationships. So, as I was thinking over the story, I remembered some incidents from my childhood. For instance, when I was in third or fourth grade, there was a young Taiwanese boy who was a grade lower than me who recently came over here from Taiwan. And he didn't really speak any English, he only spoke Mandarin. I remember my teachers really wanted me to be friends with him, and I really, really didn't want to. But at the time, I didn't really understand why. I just had this gut reaction against this kid. That kid, you know, followed me around for about a week talking in Mandarin, and I was constantly embarrassed. As I look back on that as an adult, I can see that it really wasn't about that kid. It was really I was really dealing with something inside about me being ashamed of the culture of my parents.
And this goes directly into the Chinky character, correct?
Yeah. The Chinky character is an amalgamation of all the different Chinese and Asian stereotypes that I could think of, all the negative stereotypes that I could think of. He has very slanted eyes. He has very yellow skin, and he has large buck teeth. A lot of his words, a lot of Cousin Chinky's words and actions are actually pulled from modern sources. So, for instance, there is an incident in the book where he's sitting in a school cafeteria next to Danny, another character in the book, and he offers Danny...
His cousin, right? This is
yes, his cousin Danny, yeah. And he offers Danny a bite of his crispy fried cat gizzards with noodles.
Delicious.
Now, that phrase, that phrase, crispy fried cat gizzards with noodles, I actually lifted word for word from a 2001 cartoon by a political cartoonist named Pat Oliphant. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, very, very popular and very talented political cartoonist. So during the Chinese spy plane crisis in 2001, he did this cartoon with Uncle Sam visiting a Chinese restaurant. And in that Chinese restaurant, he's offered by the waiter a plate of crispy fried cat gizzards with noodles. The waiter is drawn very stereotypically. He has slanted eyes. He has buck teeth. He talks in really broken English. But when that came out, there was a small outcry from some Asian American activists, and nothing really beyond that happened. So I feel like the reason why there wasn't the same sort of outrage with that cartoon as you would get if you had done the same thing to another ethnic group like African Americans or Latino Americans is because people don't connect the imagery that we see in modern day with its heritage in these really racist political cartoons in the late 1800s and early 1900s.
What were the reactions to that character in particular?
It's been really mixed. That's definitely by far the most controversial part of the entire book. Originally, when my publisher released it, a couple months before they released it, they decided to send out some preview copies to different independent bookstores. And a couple of Asian American bookstores actually refused to carry it after flipping through the book.
Wow.
But they've since come around. On the other side, I've also gotten reactions where people will tell me that character is really cute and they really like him. And that kind of reaction freaks me out a little bit.
What did you get out of writing this book?
Well, I think it gave me an opportunity to reflect on my own experiences as an Asian American. And that's something that I still struggle with and I still have to think through. I think that this book has opened up a lot of really good conversations with other people, especially other Asian American men, about our common experiences. And that's been really good for me.
So that was the first part of the experience. To get the second part, it is a graphic novel. Go to our website, check out the slideshow, see what these characters look like, and you'll understand a little bit more about what Jean was talking about there.
All right. Hey, Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.